We're going to start on Chaf Gimel Amud Bet by the two dots where we left off before Tisha B'Av. Here the Gemara is discussing the issue at the end of the Mishnah, which is the two last pieces of the Mishnah seem to be Soter Achadat Sheni. And those are the two last issues that the Mishnah raises. Is one is Shvosh Lo Ochal, and then he eats Ochlim She'enem Ruim Le'achila V'Shatam Mashkim She'enem Ruim Le'shtia Patur. So if he takes inedible items, they're not qualified or they do not violate the Isur of Shvosh Lo Ochal. Then we have another statement, which is Shlosh Lo Ochal, and then he is Achal Nevelo Trefot Shkatzim V'Ramasim Chayav. So where I want to know, what's the difference? I have two inedible items, and one of them I say Patur, and one of them I say Chayav. And that's what the Gemara says. Hagufa Kasha. Amart Shvosh Lo Ochal V'Achal Ochlim She'enem Ruim Le'achila V'Shatam Mashkim She'enem Ruim Le'shtia Patur. And then afterwards, v'hadar tani shvosh lo ochal, v'achal nevelot trefot shkatzim v'ramasim chayav. Ma'ishna reisha de batur, u'ma'ishna seifo de chayav. Where it says, halo kasho, no problem. Reisha b'stam, v'seifo b'mefaresh. So the reisha is stam, meaning that the reisha is where he just says shvosh lo ochal, and then if he eats inedible items, he will not be chayav. But the seifa, the case by the nevelot, is a case where he's mifaresh. Says mifaresh, nami gufek tikshe. How could you have a case of mifaresh? What he's saying, mifaresh shuvash lo ochal nevelot. That's amai mushbab har sinai hu. He's already mushbab made me har sinai. So the answer is an answer that we see in many times here. So rav ushmov rabbi yochanan damrei. It's the third time we're seeing this answer. But kolel dvarim mutarim and dvarim masurim. Right here is kolel. Dvarim mutarim in dvarim masurim. So that's how he incorporates the nevelot there, because it's a iser kolel or shvat kolel. Now he did the dvarim migo that it's chal on dvarim mutarim. It's also chal on the dvarim masurim. Veresh Lakish amar yata motzei lebi mefaresh chatzis shiur valiv derabanan. Veresh Lakish as before says that it's a case by his mefaresh the chatzis shiur. Right, according to Rabbanan, who say by Stam, Achila is a Kazait, the minimum is a Kazait, and unless you are specified otherwise, it's not more than a Kazait. Over here, it'll be a Mashu when he specifies it, or Ibistam, Alabit Yubakiva, Damar Adam Moserat Smo Bechoshu. Otherwise, it's according to Rabbi Kiva Stam, which also includes a Koshu, so it's less than the Shi'ur of Nevelen. Nevela is only a Surah in a Torah for a Kazait. And over here, I'm extending the Isur by creating the Shavua to less than a Kazait. And that's how I get the Shavuot to work with Mifaresh, and he's not Mushbav Omeid Miharsinaihu. So now the Gemara wants to know why Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish came up with different answers. Bishloma Rabbi Yochanan Lomar Reish Lakish, the Mukim Lalamat Nitan to Divrei Akol. Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to be like Reish Lakish because he wanted to create a case of Divrei Akol. So he didn't want to have to differentiate between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. According to Reish Lakish, well, it's either Mifaresh and it's the Rabbanan, or it's Stam and it's Rabbi Akiva. You can't have both of them there. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, he creates a statement that's true for everyone. Now, even though, truthfully, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with this statement. Rabbi Shimon says that Shvat Kolel doesn't work. He's the last memra in the Mishnah. But nevertheless, he's explicit in our Mishnah. We know Rabbi Shimon argues on this statement because he's explicit in the Mishnah. Whereas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan are not mentioned in our Mishnah. So to bring them in as being a machloket, that we didn't want to do. So Rabbi Yochanan wants to make a divrei akol. Avei Reish Lakish, my time alo amar ki Rabbi Yochanan. So why didn't Reish Lakish hold like Rabbi Yochanan? So Amar lo cho, he can say, Ki amrinon isur kolel bi isur abam elav. When do we say an isur kolel works? That's with an isur that happens by itself. Aval bisur ba yedei atzmo lo amrinon. But when it's generated by a person, then we don't say isur kolel. So the difference will be, for instance, nevela, an animal that dies prior to Yom HaKippurim. The animal that dies before Yom HaKippurim is an isur nevela. All of a sudden comes on Yom HaKippurim. Now Yom HaKippurim adds an additional Isur. A person may not consume any food item, not just a Nevela. So that's an Isur Kolel. So you add on top of that the Isur of Yom HaKippurim on top of the Isur of Nevela. But that's an Isur Abam Elav. Yom Kippur happens by itself. The Isur is generated by itself, by the movement of time. Over here, you, by taking a Shavuah, are generating the Isur Kolel. And that we will not say. Reish Lakish says, I can understand Isur Kolel when it happens by itself. But to say that an individual can generate an Isur Kolel, that I don't think is going to happen over here. Now, what's interesting is that the Gemara had a much simpler answer to this question. And the Gemara did not take up that simpler answer. And this is what we discussed this, the last thing we discussed before the Tisha B'Av, which is that I can explain to you the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. You know why? Because they have a difference in their position regarding Chatzis Shiur. Rabbi Yochanan believes Chatzis Shua is Asur Min HaTorah, so he couldn't give the answer of Reish Lakish. The answer of Reish Lakish would not work according to Rabbi Yochanan. And the other way around, Reish Lakish can't say his answer because he holds Chatzis Shua Min HaTorah is only Asur Min DeRabbanan, it's not Asur Min DeOraisa. So this goes back to what we saw in Tosfot before, right? In the last end of the last sugya, which Tosfot believes that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Chatzis Shir is Asur Min HaTorah, that does not generate a Mushva Ve'omed Mihar Sinai. That still only generates an Isur that's not an Asay, that's not a Lav, it's a Stam Isur. And we discussed that maybe that Isur, according to Tosfot, does not generate a Mushva Ve'omed Mihar Sinai. And that we discussed maybe the difference in what the problem with Chatzis Shir is, whether the problem is that there's inherent Isur in the Echefzo, or is it a Chazel it's Drufe, which is a problem for the Gavro, but not the Chefzo itself. And maybe that's what Tosfos is after. Tosfos, at the end, rejects this a little bit, because he doesn't like that to say it in this way, and he gives an alternative answer, which is that it could be Derech Shalo Behanatan. If he gets enough from them, if he eats them in a way that's not normally derech hanatam, then even Rabbi Yochanan agrees when it's kla'achayad that there's no chatzis isur min haTorah, chatzis isur min haTorah only midrabbanan. So that's the alternative answer, that there was a way to create a chatzis isur even according to Rabbi Yochanan. But either way, the Gemara did not use that because either Rabbi Yochanan doesn't think it's relevant over here, it's not relevant over here, or we could come up with a case that Rabbi Yochanan could even agree by chatzis shiur. So Gemara went a different way to look for the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now the Gemara continues with their differences. Bishlam ala Reish Lakish, Mishum hochi kapata Rabbi Shimon. I understand Rabbi Shimon why he argues on the Mishnah over here. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, koshuhu l'makot, velom rukuzayit alel korban. Because the problem of a chatzis shiur only applies if you have a shiur. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, the shiur is only generated for a korban. Over here, we're talking about makot. We're talking about makot. But there's a koshu. Koshu means no shiur. If there's no shiur, we can't talk about chatzis shiur over here. So that's the reason that Rabbi Shimon's argument, according to Reish Lakish, is because Reish Lakish's whole premise of why the chachamim over here say it's asur is because of chatzis shiur. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no chatzis shiur because the shiur is koshu. Elo Rabbi Yochanan, my time, the Rabbi Shimon. Poter. Why does Rabbi Shimon the Poter Mide do time el Mishum Isur Kolel? Wait a minute. Rabbi Shimon over here, the whole reason that over here that Rabbi Shimon's gonna say Poter is because the reason that we say it's Asur here is because Isur Kolel. And Rabbi Shimon de la Tame delayed by Isur Kolel. That's exactly why Rabbi Shimon disagrees over here. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Isur Kolel. De Tanyo, we have a bright so Rabbi Shimon Omer. Auchel nevela biyoma kipurim patur. Someone who eats a nevela on Yom Kippur is patur. Patur from Yom Kippurim. Not from necessarily from nevela, but patur from Yom Kippurim. Why? Because no Isur Kolel. The nevela already existed, and now you have Yom Kippurim, and you're trying to add Yom Kippur on top of nevela. It doesn't work. That's an Isur Kolel. Chachamim say, yes, it does work. Isur Kolel works. Rabbi Shimon says, no, because there's no such thing as Isur Kolel. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the issue here is Isur Kolel, or the reason the Chachamim say your Chayav here is because of Isur Kolel, Kolel Dvarim and Mutarim in Masurim, then according to Rabbi Shimon, the reason he disagrees is because he doesn't hold of Isur Kolel. According to Reish Lakish, who holds the reason that the Chachamim are Mechayev over here is because of Chatzis Shiur, so because of Chatzis Shiur, they're Mechayev, because it's not Mushav Omed Mihar Sinai, according to Rabbi Shimon, the problem is that there is no Chatzis Shiur, because the Shiur is Koshu by Makot. And therefore, we're not talking about a Chatzis Shiur anymore over here. And he can't create a case of Chatzis Shiur. Right now, Bishlomo, the Reish Lakish Mishkachala Belavahain. One of the requirements of a Shvuat Bitui is that it can be expressed both in the positive and the negative form. It has both Belav Behain, because the Pasuk says, Lehara O Lehetiv. Lehara O Lehetiv means that I have Davar V'chilufo. I'm able to express the Shvua, both in a positive form and a negative form. So that would be like, for instance, Shvua Sholchal, take a Shvua that I will eat, and I can also express that Shvua Sholochal, I take a Shvua I will not eat. So over here, now, according to Reish Lakish, I can explain Lavahain. How do I explain? Meaning Lavahain, I can express it in the negative form, I can express it in the positive form. I can say, I will not eat a Nevela, that's a Chatzis Shiur. And I can also say, I will eat a Nevela, that's a Chatzis Shiur, because there's no Isur Min HaTorah of Chatzis Shiur. Elo Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Bishlam Olav Mishkachalo, I can have a negative statement according to Rabbi Yochanan, because I can say, Shvua, Shalo Ochel, Varim Mutarim, with the Varim Asurim. But when it comes to Elohein, Hech Mishkachalo, so when it comes to the statement of Shvua, Shalo Ochel, Dvarim Mutarim, Dvarim Asurim, that I can have an Isur Kolel, and I can create such a Isur. But how can I go ahead and say, Shvua, Shalo Ochel, Nevelo Trefot, Dvarim Asurim, and other good things? That doesn't work. How can you make a positive statement that I'm going to eat, right, nefelot and trefot? So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan's now wearing a bind. This can't be the solution. According to Rabbi Yochanan, this is a difficult solution to the problem in our Mishnah, because he cannot create this duality in the Shvua, Shvua Shu'achal, and Shvua Shelo'achal. Because even if you hold of Isser Kolel says that I can extend an additional Isser on the already existent Isser of the Torah. But what it doesn't allow you to do is take a shvua and neged that Torah. You can't say, oh, now I'm going to eat kosher meat and non-kosher meat. So the migo that it's chal on the kosher meat, it's chal on the non-kosher meat. That doesn't work, because you can't create the shvua and neged the Torah. That doesn't work. What you can do is you can create a shvua that is an assistant, meaning that it assists the Torah. It goes in the same direction as the Torah, and therefore I create a double isur. But what I can't do is go against the Torah. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I can only create a lav. I can only create the negative form, which is shelo achal. But what I can't create is the hain, which is the positive form over here. There's actually a machlok is here about the girsa. We're going to go with Rashi's girsa. In the end, Tosafot seems to, the Ri also seems to agree with Rashi's girsa. So we'll go along with Rashi's girsa over here, which is Ela Kidurova. It's like Rava. Now, when the Gemara says Ela Kidurova, it's going back to solve the problem in the Mishnah. This is not a solution to Rabbi Yochanan, right? The other Girsa looks at this possibly as a solution to Rabbi Yochanan, as how we solve the problem for Rabbi Yochanan, and which it says that it's a Nevela Srucha. All right, that's the other Girsa. The Girsa of Rashi is that the Gemara is now rejecting the answer we gave before for the Mishnah. How do we reconcile the Mishnah? We said one member of the Mishnah was Stam, and the next member of the Mishnah was Mefaresh. When he said the case of Shlo Ochal, and then he ate the fire, that was a Stam case, and that's why he's Patur. By Chol, Nevelo, Trefot, and Shkatzim Ramasim over there, when he ate those, that's because he was Mifaresh over there. Since he was Mifaresh over there, that's why it works. So the Gemara is now rejecting that answer, and saying the answer is Kidurova. Dama Rava, Shvua Shlo Ochal, V'chal Afar, Patur. That's Rava's explanation before, that if he says Shvua, I will not eat, and then eats Afar, he's Patur. The answer over here is, there's a difference between something that's inedible and something that is edible, but asur min haTorah. That was Rava's answer before. Rava said, wait, there's a difference between afar. Afar is something that's completely inedible, is not a subset or subsumed under the category of achila. If you say shvosh lo achal, that does not include afar. On the other hand, if someone eats nevilo, trefod, shkatzim v'ramasim, yes, eno achanami, they're asur min haTorah, but they're still dvarim that are Achibar achila. It's just that Arya Raviale, there's a lion crouched over them. There's an Isur min haTorah not to eat them, but it doesn't mean they're inedible. They're edible, but there's an Isur to consume them. And that's the answer. That's the difference between the two Bavas in the Mishnah. The Bava that says it's Patur is because you're talking about inedible, completely inedible items. The Bava that says that it's, right, a Chayav is a case where you're talking about edible items that are Isur min haTorah to consume. Amar Rav Mari, Avanam Nami Tanina, we have in our Mishnah supports this position of Rav over here. Why? Because it says, Konam Ishti Nenet Li. It says that my wife will not, I cannot get, my wife can get no hana from me. Basically, he's answering his wife, Im achal ti hayom, if I ate anything today. And then we find out he did eat today. What did he eat? V'chal nevilo trifot shkatzim v'ramasim. Hare yishto asurelo. His wife is asur to him. So when it says, Achi Ashta, how can you prove from this anything? Again, the Gemara here is assuming you see, what do you see from this? You see that Shkatzim Rasim and the Nevelot are Barachila. Because you see that here, if he says, I did not eat, and then we say he found out he ate these, we classify him as having eaten in that day. Well, the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hatam came to me, Kora Achal, V'hadar Ishtavale. Over here, he first ate, and then he took the Shvua, Chashuve Achshave. We know that he considers them Barachila because he already ate them. Right, meaning that's already, we know, there, we have foreknowledge that he classifies these items as being barachila. Over here, who says if he takes the shvua before he eats, and he says, I will not eat, how do we know he's including items that are edible, but asur min haTorah? Maybe we wouldn't assume that. So you can't prove anything from this. Enoch and I mean, Rava does say that, but the Mishnah is not necessarily a proof, because the Mishnah's case is not exactly the case of Rava. Over there, we already know that he classifies these items as being barachila, because he ate them. V'eats them already, we know that means that he includes that under the word achila, because he ate them. If he hasn't eaten them yet, we don't know if that's what he means by the word achila, or whether he subsumes them under the word achila. I'm sorry? Because we don't know, at the time he took the ned there, we don't know what he meant. Meaning that later on, when he eats, yes, he creates them by achila, but we don't know that's what he was thinking at the time he took the shavua. Right now, he's eating, so now he considers them bar achila. But by the time of the Shavua, do we know if he considered classified them as bar achila? There, we don't know. Over here, we already have a fact on the ground that he classified them as bar achila. Eino chanami, you could argue that once he eats them, he makes them into a bar achila, but maybe at the time of the neder, he wasn't thinking that way. So, Amar Rova, my Talmud demand to eat le Isser Kolel. So, Rova wants over here to explain, what is the derivative, or where's the source for Isser Kolel? So now, the underlying assumption over here is that everybody holds of Isser Mosif. Right now, it happens to be that Rabbi Shimon on our mission, that's not true. Rabbi Shimon on our mission believes that there is no Isser Kolel and there's no Isser Mosif, neither of them work. All right, but there are other Tanaim, most other Tanaim who don't believe Isser Kolel works, do believe that Isser Mosif does work. Right now, Isser Kolel and Isser Mosif, what's the difference between them? Isser Mosif is basically focused on the Chefsta itself. The object itself is adding additional Isserim to it. So let's say, for instance, a woman who is someone's mother-in-law, and after being their mother-in-law, gets married. So now, beforehand, this woman was asur to the individual because she was his mother-in-law. Now that she's also married, the fact that she's now asur to additional people, because now that she's an Eshadish makes her asur to a lot of other people, that's an Isser Mosif. This same woman, who was once his mother-in-law, is now also an Eshadish. So the woman herself, the Chavetz itself, now has additional Isurim. That's classified as an Isser Mosif. All right, so now, what about Isser Kolel? All right, so Isser Kolel is something where the Gavra has additional Isurim. The Gavra has an additional Isur. So, for instance, that this is something that is added on, that creates, for instance, Yom Kippur. We saw that before. By Yom HaKippurim, right, the item, the Chefza itself, beforehand was a Nevela. Then, all of a sudden, Yom Kippur comes. Yom Kippur adds on the additional fact that this person now cannot eat other items. Since he can't eat other items, right, then he's also included this nevela in this item. That's an Isser Kolel because it focuses on the gavra. This chefs of nevela, nothing's changed with it. It's still nevela beforehand, it's still nevela afterwards. What changed was now the gavra has additional Isserim from Yom HaKippurim. That's called an Isser Kolel. So the Isser Kolel focuses on the gavra, that the gavra has more Isserim or greater Isur. And the Isser Mosif focuses on the chefsa, that the object itself now has added additional Isserim. So this is how Rava explains the people who hold of Isser Kolel. Amar Rava, my time of the month, Idle Isser Kolel. Those that hold of Isser Kolel, why do they think Isser Kolel works? Midahava are Isser Mosif. Just like Isser Mosif works, so too Isser Kolel works. If you can add Isserim to the chefsa, you can add Isserim to the gavra. Either way, you can create something that is additional, meaning that Isser Mosif, Isser Kolel, both of them adding additional Isserim. By adding additional Isserim, that's enough to create Isser Chal al Isur. Umad the Potar, the one who doesn't hold of Isser Kolel, right? So again, this is not Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Isser Mosif. But Umad the Potar, the late lay, ki amar Isser Mosif, bechada chaticha, b'shtei chatichot, lo amrinon. So where do we say Isser Mosif is where we're talking about the Chefza itself. By one Chefza, you can have Isser Chal Isur when that Chefza is adding additional Isurim. That's fine. But when we're talking about Shtei Chatichot, where the new Isur is Chal on a different object, why should that have any effect on the object that we're looking at over here? So Bates, again, this is the Gavra Chefza focus, and he holds, the people who hold that Isser Kolel does not work to have Isser Chal Isur hold, that it only works on the Chefza. When the Chefza adds Isurim, that's when it works. If he adds on, the Gavra adds on Isurim, that has no effect on this Chefza, and you cannot add Isurim in that case. So now, Va'amar Rava, the man de Idle Isser Kolel, according to the one who holds of Isser Kolel, Amar Shvash Lo Chal Te'inim, right, so the person says, I will not eat Te'inim, I will not eat figs. V'chazar v'amar, and then he takes an additional shvuah lo ochal te'inim ve'anavim. He says, I will also not eat, a next shvuah, which says, I will not eat figs and grapes. Right? Migo dechayel al navim, chal nami ha'te'inim. That's exactly an Isser Kolel. Right? The Gavra now has extended the shvuah to be oser himself in additional items. And since it's migo, it's chal on the anavim, it's also chal on the te'inim. And if he consumes te'inim over here, he'll be chayav twice, once for each shvuah. Tosavot points out on the previous Amud that he could have just said here, Shvosh lo achal. He didn't have to say Shvua Asher. The second Shvua didn't have to specify necessarily Teinim over here, or Anavim. He could have just said the first Shvua Shlua Shlo Chal Teinim, and the second Shvua could be just Shvua Shlo Chal, because Shlua Shlo Chal is a bigger Shvua, which would include everything, and that would have worked as well. But he says, Einochanami, basically, that it could have just said Shvua Shlo Chal. So Mar says, Pshita. Of course, that's exactly what Yisr Kolel is. What's the question over here? So Maudu Teinim, what have I thought? Yisr Abba Me'ilav Amrinon. Iser ba matzmo, lo amrinon. We're going to make a differential in Iser Kolel. By Iser Kolel only works by Iser that happens by itself, naturally in the Torah. Like we said before, the example of Yom Kippur on the Vela. Ava, when it comes to Iser me'atzmo, when you generate the Iser Kolel, lo amrinon, we don't say it. K'mash man, that we do say it over here. So meitiv rova brei derabo. So this is Rava, the son of Rabba, asked the question. He's asking a question on the position of Rava. Right, which is Yesh Ochel Achila Achat, V'chayev Aleh Arba Chataot V'Hasham Echad. Person can consume one Kzayit, and in that one Kzayit, he can now be Mechayev himself four Chataot and one Hasham. What's the case? V'Elohein, Tamei Shachal Chelev V'Hu Notar Min HaMukdashim B'Yom HaKippurim. Right, so these are all Isurim that are Isur Mosif or Isur Kolel. Starts up, he's a Tamei, eating chalev. Chalev is the basic one. You're eating chalev. Chalev is asur. So that's the first chatat that you're going to bring for eating chalev. On top of that, it happens to be, right, Yom HaKippurim. So Yom HaKippurim is an Isur Kolel, adds on additional Isurim. Now, Vahu Notar. Notar adds on additional Isur, because even though chalev is asur to Adam, it's not asur the Mizbeach. Chalev does go on the Mizbeach. And it would have been mutar to put it on the Mizbech. It's mutar la'krova. But when you have notar, when it's left over, then the chefza itself now becomes asur to go on the Mizbech, because notar is not allowed to be mukrav on the Mizbech. So now you add on the isur of notar, which now makes it impermissible to put on Mizbech, also adds another isur to him. And the last one's mina muktashim. Rashi says the reason that the hegdesh is an isur kolel over here is because that migo, that it's chal on the basar, it's also chal nami ala chelev, and that's what makes it a kolel of isur mukdashim over here. And then Tosfos says now the isur kolel is here that hegdesh introduces an isur hana on top of the isur achila. The chelev beforehand was only osur be isur achila, and now it's also osur be isur hana'a. And because it's Hekdesh, we also end up with Moel. Moel gives him an Asham. So the Chataot are for Chelev, right? One is for Chelev, one is for Notar, one is for Yom HaKippurim, and now the person himself is Tamei. So it's Tamei Sh'achalat HaKodesh. Tamei Sh'achalat HaKodesh, Tamei that consumes Kodesh, is also a Chatat or an Olev Yoreit, and that's the four Chataot that we're speaking about over here. And the Asham is the Asham Mi'ila. All right, then Rabbi Meir Omer, well, if you guys want to have a party here, Afi Maita Shabbat, Votzio, Chayav. Well, why do you have to make it just Yom Kippur? Make it Shabbos as well. And then he's walking it within his mouth, then he goes out, he's Chayav. So Rashi says over here, how come? On Yom Kippur is also Asur. I mean, carrying on Shabbos and Yom Kippur have the same din, right? The same halachot. So why does it mention Shabbos as opposed to Yom HaKippurim? So Rashi claims that he's of the opinion, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that Ein Eruv and Hotza'ah, Yom HaKippurim, and therefore there's no Isser of carrying on Yom HaKippurim. And so therefore this additional item is an item that he's adding on because Ein Eruv Hotza'ah by Yom Kippur, and then Shabbos adds in the additional aspect of Hotza'ah. Tosfos disagrees and said, why do you have to go that way? All you have to say is that he's just adding another Hotza'ah. You'll be a Chayv Hotza'ah on Yom Kippur, and you'll be a Chayv Hotza'ah on Shabbos. You're just trying to add Isurim, no problem. Just add Shabbos, and you get a bunch of more Isurim. So their answer to Rabbi Meir is an answer that we've seen before. Amelo, Eino Min Hashem. It's not the same. We're talking about swallowing, eating one kazayit over here. Now you're creating something of a hotza'ah. Now, Rabbi Meir thinks it is min hashem. Why? Because you have to put it in your mouth. He put it in his mouth, and then he walked out the hotza'ah. While he was chewing it, he walks out. So he does the hotza'ah while he's doing the achila. But the chamim said that's not good enough. That's not min hashem. So Mar says, now, imita. This is the question on Rava. Imita mishkachala chamesh. I can find five. Kagon shamash vash lo achal tamarim v'chelef. I can create. You want to create an Isur Kolel? I can add on another Chatat over here. Shlo Ochal, Tamarim, and Chalef. There we go. No more Chatat on the books here. And that's all of Min Hashem. He swallows this, and he did an Isur Kolel. So he says, basically, Rova, if you're right that Isur Kolel works, and that when you add on something that's Heter, Migo that works on the Heter, works on the Isur, I can create an additional Chatat over here. So as Migo the Chayla Tamarim, Chalinami Chalef, since it works for the Tamarim, works for the Chalef. He created. Right. In Ochanami. It could be, I mean, five plus. Let's call it five plus, but you're right. Right? If you keep scoring, you could make more and more Isur Kolalim, you could add on more and more Chatot in Ochanami. You could answer up that it just talks about five headers. I mean five categories of Chataot. That's it. So the Chatat, the Bitu Isfatayim, you can have multiple of them, but it's that one category. So that's the other way you can answer it. Tosfos over here wants to know why the Gemara didn't ask this also on Rabbi Yochanan earlier. Rabbi Yochanan before said that Isur Kolal works. Why is the Gemara only raising this question with regards to Rovo, who says that Isur Kolal works? We had an explicit statement from Isur Kolal by Rabbi Yochanan. So Tosfos wants to differentiate and says that Rovo makes a complete statement, which is that Isur Kolal always works. So then we bring the Brisa as a question on that position. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, is just explaining the Mishnah with Isur Kolal. That doesn't mean that Rabbi Yochanan thinks that every Tana holds that way. He might think that there are certain Tanaim that don't hold it, that Isur Kolal applies in all instances, whether it's Miatzmo, whether it's Me'elevit, applies on to sins. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan says no. Maybe there's a Tana out there who thinks that when it comes to Isur Kolal, it only applies Me'elav and not Me'atzmo. I was explaining the Mishnah, but that may not be true of other Tanaim. Other Tanaim might disagree with that. Rova can't say that because Rova says it applies ben me'elav, ben me'atzmo, and therefore the Brisa is for certain a problem for Rova. As to how could it be? If there really is Isur Kolal, then we should have an additional chatat added over here. All right, now, Gemara says, no problem. Ki k'tani Isur ba me'elav. Over here, we're only talking about Isur ba me'elav. Isur ba me'atzmo, lo k'tani. The Mishnah, or this Brisa, is really only discussing a case where it's an Isur, we're discussing, which is what, David, that's what your question. We're discussing here Isur ba me'elav. We're talking about Isurim that are generated by the Torah by themselves. We're not acting where the person acts and intervenes to create additional Isurim. That's not what we're speaking about over here. So now the Gemara says, okay, yeah, you want to do that. Vahari Hekdesh. What about Hekdesh? You were talking about Isur ba me'atzmo is a problem. You have Hekdesh, it's Isur ba me'atzmo. Gemara says, we're talking about a Bechor here. Tikdushato mirechem. Is born with its kedusha, so you don't have any human intervention at this point in time. The question is, why didn't the Gemara raise this question earlier when it came to the statement of Reish Lakish, who differentiated between Me'elav and Me'atzmo? Here we see the Braisa is not differentiating, it has Hekdesh. Now, in the end, you can answer that it's Bechor, and it's not a problem, but nevertheless, why didn't the Gemara at least raise it as an issue with Reish Lakish and then give the answer? So, Tosfos suggests over here that there's a difference of the Isur Ba Me'atzmo, that you can differentiate between the Isur Ba Me'atzmo that is talking about a Shvuat Bitui Sfatayim, and that Shvuat where a person asers on himself, that is called the Shvuat Ba Me'atzmo. But by Hekdesh, where the Isur is not just on himself, but on Kol Ha'om Kulo, that may not be classified as Isur Ba Me'atzmo, because it looks much more like an Isur Ba Me'elav. Isur Ba Me'elav falls upon everybody, not just on a particular person or a particular item. So if it looks more like that a Shvuat Ba Me'elav, maybe Shvuat Me'atzmo is not a problem. So that's how Reish Lakish could differentiate. Reish Lakish could say the Brice over there is talking about Isur Hekdesh. Isur Hekdesh is an Isur Ba Me'atzmo that's a Surima Kol Ha'om Kulo. That I agree will work. But Isur Ba Me'atzmo, when time at Shvuat Bitui, he's talking about a specific item, that won't necessarily work. Now, in Ochanami, in the end, the Gemara has an answer of that it's a Bechor, and it doesn't have to deal with that, but the fact that the Gemara didn't even raise it as a question means that the Gemara now assumed that there was some difference between the statement of the Braisa over here versus the statement of Reish Lakish that happened prior. Gemara says, okay, Ibaitema. The Gemara gives another answer to why you don't have Chamesh Chataot, and it's not a problem of Isur Kolel here. Kiktani midei deleitle she'ila. The Gemara here only deals with what? Issues. This Brice only deals with issues where there is no ability to do Hatarat Nidarim, or undo the issue that you created. Shvua deitle she'ila loktani. Shvua, which can be undone, that the Brice doesn't enumerate. It says, Vari Hekdesh. Hekdesh is a type of neder, and you could do Hatarat Nidarim. Where it says, Al Kamina B'Bechor. We already set it up with a Bechor. Bechor is not a din in neder, it's a Kedusha Me'elav. We don't have to worry about that. Yeah, it's a new answer. The new answer is, there's a difference between Rava and Isur Kolel, and what's mentioned as Brisa. The first answer says that the difference is we only deal with things Abba Me'atzmo versus Abba Me'elav. Meaning that the Brice is only dealing with things that happen by themselves versus things that are done by human intervention. So Gemara says, wait, Hekdesh is human intervention. The Gemara answered over there that Bechor, we're talking about a Bechor, so there is no human intervention. Now, the next answer wipes out the first, nothing to do with the first answer. Next answer is, Rava, what's the difference between Rava and the Brisa? The Brisa only deals with things that don't have a Tarat Nidarim associated with them. Rava is speaking about general cases. And the general case, even the Brisa would agree, but it's just not dealing with those types of items, not enumerating items that have a Tarat Nidarim. Oh, the Gemara says, what about Hekdesh? If you don't want to include things in our Torah, Hekdesh has a Torah and the Nedarim and all of it. The Gemara says, again, Bechor. We're talking about it. We already said you could talk about a Bechor. Bechor means Hekdesh, Me'elav, and therefore there's no Torah and Nedarim. So when they say, it's like we said before, it doesn't mean we're giving the same answer, but just the same answer we used before for Hekdesh, we can use over here for Hekdesh. Not that it's the continuation of the previous answer. All right, now Gemara says, Ibaitema, another possible answer is, Ki ketoni karban kavua. We're talking about karbanot kavuot, meaning a chatat kavua. Karban olev yared lo ktoni. Where we're not talking about cases of karban olev yared. And bitui sfatayim is a case of olev yared. So now we don't want to deal with that. Where it says, wait a minute, you're not talking about olev yared. What's tamei shachal et hakodesh? Tamei shachal kodesh is also one of the items that gets a karban olev yared. The karban olev yaredu. So it says, benasi v'rebi eliezerhi. The amar nasi mevisa'ir. It's Rabbi Elezer, according to, it's a Gemara in Horiot, which we'll get to, which is that the Nasi has a separate korban when it comes to a chatat. When it comes to a chatat kavua, the Nasi brings his own type of chatat. He only brings a seir. He has a unique category called the Nasi. The question by Olev Yored is, does the Nasi then have the regular korban of the Am, or does he have a specific korban of the Nasi? So Rabbi Eliezer over there believes, and this is only true by Tamei she'achal et hakodesh, he believes that he brings the same korban that he brings for a regular chatat. Why? What's different about Tamei she'achal et hakodesh? Because Tamei she'achal et hakodesh, if he did it b'mezid, what's the punishment? Tamei she'achal et hakodesh consumes kodesh. The punishment if he does it b'mezid is karet. Whereas the punishment for bitui sfatayim and shvuot heidut, which are the other shvuot that bring a korban olev yored, their punishment if you do it b'mezid is a lav. So Rabbi Elazar says, by that specific case of Tamei she'achal et hakodesh, brings the same karban he would bring by a chatat kavua. Why? Because it's in the same category. It's mezid karet, and you have a shogeg, you bring a chatat or an olev yared, there the nasi will keep his karban of seir. So here, that's what we're talking about. If you're talking about the nasi, then you don't have a karban olev yared there, you have a karban of nasi where it's a stable karban, and that would be a chatat kavua over here. Ravashi Amar, Ki, Rav Ashi offers an alternative, explaining why the Braisa does not steer to Rava. Ki dani mida de chaylo kishiur. Shvua de chayla pachot mishur loktani. The Braisa is only talking about things that have a minimum shiur associated with them. Shvua that extends beyond any minimum shiur because it's a koshul to be chayav, that it's not discussing. Where it says, what, hare hekdesh? Hekdesh also doesn't have a shiur ksayit. Habin and shave prutash. Even though hekdesh doesn't have the requirement of a minimum shiur of Kazayit, it still has a minimum shear of Shove Pruta. Rav Ashi Me'aviria Amar Rav Zera offers another alternative answer, which is Kiktani is Dono Karet. Dono Lav, Loktani. That in our case, the Mishnah is only, Bryce is only discussing cases where if you did it on purpose, you would get Karet. But if you did it Bishogeg, you could bring a Korban. Well, that excludes a Bitois Fatayim. Taking a Shvua, if you do a Mezid, you only get Malkot. You don't get Karet for that. As opposed to Tamei she'achal et hakodesh, which is an olev yared by a Shogeg, but nevertheless he gets Karet if he does a Mezid. Where it says, V'ari Hashem, Mi'ila, this don't olav. If you do Mi'ila on purpose, there's only a lav. There's no din of Mita there. Victoni. Gemara says, Victoni, it's still written there, it's still enumerated in the Brice. Gemara says, Bechatat Kamrinan. No, the Brice is only dealing with Chataot that have a Karet associated with them. The Asham, it's a different category. That's a different category. There, it's not talking about that. But the Chataot, it's only talking about Chataot that come from something that B'mezid would end up with a Karet. Ravina Amar, Ravina offers another interpossible way to explain the difference between them, which is, Kiktani, Mide de Chayla, Mide de Barachila. Right, too. That we're talking about things that only apply to edible items. Shvua de chayla mide de lav barachila. Shvua that can apply even to inedible items. Loktani, it doesn't apply. Gemara says vari hekdesh de chayla nami aitzim avanim. That's not true. Hekdesh can be chal hekdesh because it's a type of neder. It's a type of shvua. Hekdesh can be chal both on edible items and inedible items. So that's not a good differentiation. So Gemara says no. It amends the statement of Avina to read this. No. Ella kiktoni de chalamidid it be mashosha. But the Braisa is only talking about cases that talk about tangible items, that are chal on tangible items. Shvua de chalamidid de late be mashosha shvua, that can also be chal on intangible items. Kugon shi'ishan velo yishan, that I will sleep or I will not sleep. That loktoni, that's not included there. So it's only talking about yisurim that are chal on tangible items, not on yisurim that are chal on intangible items over here. All right, so that's the That's a way to differentiate here. We had numerous answers how to explain that despite the fact that Rava says that Isser Kolel works in order to extend the Shvu'ah, why did this Brisa not include Bitu Svatayim? Why did it not include Shvu'ah Kolel in order to add an additional Chatat? So at each one of these items tries to differentiate why Shvu'at Bitu is different. Either because we don't want a person interacting to create the Isur, one, or the other possibility is all extended to that Shvu'at Bitu has something different than all the other items, whether it's an intangible versus tangible item, whether it's the fact that it doesn't have a Chiyuv Karet B'mezid, or whether it's the fact, right, that it's an Olev Yored. All of these things make it different than the other Chatot, and because of that, it's not included in the Braisa, but Eino Chanami, if you wanted to include items like that, according to the way Rava states it, and the Braisa would agree that you could include that, Yisr Kolo does work in these instances. All right, well, we'll stop over here.